This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The Indian Army Chief, General Upendra Dwivedi, has said that Operation Sindoor was the best example of tri-services synergy with full freedom to act and respond. He said the operation remains ongoing and any misadventure by the adversary will be dealt with effectively. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today, General Dwivedi said since 10th of May, the situation along the Western Front and Jammu and Kashmir remains sensitive but firmly under control. He highlighted that 31 terrorists were eliminated last year, of which 65% were of Pakistan origin. Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha has ordered the termination of 5 government employees for their alleged active links with banned terrorist organizations. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that the dismissed employees include a government teacher, a laboratory technician, an assistant lineman, an employee from the Forest Department, and a driver in the Health and Medical Education Department. The driver, currently lodged in the Central Jail, Srinagar, has been identified as an indexed overground worker of Hizbul Mujahideen with sustained contact with Pakistani-based handler. Union Minister of Parliamentary Affairs and Minority Affairs Kiran Rijiju today criticised the opposition parties for misleading the public on Viksit Bharat G. Ramji Act and said that people will realise the benefits of the Act very soon, which is going to change the employment and development scenario of rural India. The Union Minister was addressing a press conference in Lucknow, Uttar Pradesh on the Act. Mentioning the benefits of the Act, Mr. Rijiju said that the old MG Narega scheme had become the epitome of corruption. Now the whole country is welcoming this Act because government has made provisions not only for the employment but also ensuring it with penalty. He alleged that opposition parties including Congress and Samajwadi Party are trying to mislead the people on this Act as they had done in the case of CAA-NRC. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah has said that India has witnessed unprecedented growth in the field of biotechnology, which now offers vast opportunities for the country. He was addressing a gathering after laying the foundation stone for the BSL-4 biocontainment facility of the Gujarat Biotechnology Research Centre at Petapur in Gandhinagar district. Mr. Shah said that in 2014, India's bioeconomy stood at $10 billion, which has grown to $166 billion by the end of 2024. He highlighted the exponential rise in the number of bio startups, bio incubators, and patents in the country over the past decade.
In 2014, India's bioeconomy stood at $10 billion and it has grown to $166 billion by the end of 2024. This 17-fold growth within a decade shows what India's youth can achieve and what India's entrepreneurs are capable of. What is needed is to provide them with infrastructure and ensure that they receive the necessary support from the government.
The BJP today hit out at Trinamool Congress Party TMC, accusing it of undermining the democratic system of the country. Addressing the media in New Delhi, BJP spokesperson Tuhin Sinha accused the TMC chief and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee for her alleged interference during the Enforcement Directorate's raid at the office of political consultancy firm IPAC in connection with a money laundering case. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced that countries continuing to do business with Iran will face a 25% tariff on their trade with the United States as Washington steps up pressure following a deadly crackdown on anti-government protests across the country. Posting on his social media platform, Mr. Trump said the decision will come into effect immediately. China remains Iran's largest trading partner, followed by Iraq, the United Arab Emirates, Turkey, and India. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has stressed that resilience, innovation, cooperation and sustainability will be the key priorities during India's chairmanship of BRICS 2026. In Women's Premier League cricket, Mumbai Indians will take on Gujarat Giants at Dr. D.Y. Patil Sports Academy in Navi Mumbai at 7:30 this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.